Vet Hospital on Stray Living.
So we've taken a trip to the vet hospital, and today I'm with Bob Partridge. Hello, Bob.
Hi, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to come along. Now, we're talking today about teeth, teeth of pets, as you'd expect being here at the vet hospital. Now, I don't think it's something a lot of people think about, the fact that pets need to have their teeth taken care of. Is this the case?
It is. I mean, one of the catchphrases we use is lift the lip. And what we try and do is encourage owners to lift their pets' lips, cats, dogs, rabbits as well, and actually have a look at the teeth and see what's going on there. Because an awful lot of problems go undiagnosed, and it's only when real problems happen that then pets are presented to us, and we're then faced with disasters that we're trying to sort out. So prevention, as always, is the best method of trying to treat things.
So what should we be looking for, and what does a good set of pet teeth look like?
A good set of pet teeth should look like, well, what we hope our own teeth look like. You know, so fairly white and clean, nice clean gums with a sort of salmony pink colour, no redness, no inflammation, no bleeding, no signs of pus or discharges, no boils on the gum or on the side of the face. No mobility of the teeth, so no, you know, if you touch the teeth, they don't waggle.
Puppies' teeth fall out, though, don't they? That's okay.
Oh, yeah, puppies have baby teeth, you know, same as we do with temporary teeth. Kittens and puppies both have these sets, and those are changed over, and they do come out as the adult teeth come in. But one of the things to look for, though, is, you know, there should never be a baby tooth in the mouth at the same time the adult tooth is there. If that's the case, then it's going to cause a problem, so it does need removing.
Are there sort of common problems that happen with dogs or cats or any other pets? Are there common issues that you seem to see, particularly as pets get older?
The commonest issue is one of plaque. Plaque is this film that builds up on the top of our teeth. You know, if you don't brush your teeth tonight, you know, tomorrow morning, you know, when you scrape your teeth with a fingernail, you can see this rather gunky film that comes up, and that's plaque. And what happens is plaque then gets minerals from the saliva, builds in, it makes this hard rock substance on the top of the tooth, calculus or tartar as we call it, and that then just sits there and makes a rough surface area so even more plaque can build up. And where the problem comes from is that plaque contains lots of bacteria, and that infection then starts attacking the periodontal tissues, and it leads to gingivitis and inflammation, and actually also to bone loss, and so we can end up with this bony support of the teeth being destroyed, and the teeth then start waggling.
Well, we don't want that. We want wagging tails, though. That's all right, that's fine. What do we do to prevent it? Do we just go and buy a human toothbrush and some Colgate? Do we give them, I know you can buy special denta bones and things that they chew on. What's the answer to helping prevent any of those problems?
Certainly, oral hygiene, you know, is key to trying to prevent problems. And yes, toothbrushing is a good part of that. There are specially made toothbrushes for pets. You know, a soft human toothbrush can work well, and some of the baby toothbrushes can be good for kittens and for cats as well. But don't use human toothpaste. It's generally not designed to be swallowed and often will have a high mineral content and can cause problems. So there are some special toothpaste. But the key thing is the toothbrushing. Daily toothbrushing is key. So same time of day, every day. That's the important message. If we're only brushing the teeth once a week, it's not going to make any difference. It's not going to work. In the same way as if we only brushed our own teeth once a week, they'd probably be pretty horrible very, very quickly.
I presume as well the pets will get used to it, because if a dog has never experienced a toothbrush in his mouth, he's probably not going to take too well for it. But if he has it every single day, he's not going to mind.
Dogs are very much creatures of habit, and we're playing on that by doing the toothbrushing at the same time of day every day. And very quickly, you know, our dogs will actually train us to get their teeth done. You know, my two now don't settle at night unless they've had their teeth done. But think of it as being a two-month project. Don't try and clean every tooth perfectly on day one. So start off just letting them play with the toothbrush, play with the toothpaste, and then over a two-month period, you can then be building up to actually cleaning the teeth effectively. But it does take time. It takes patience.
Now, you have quite an advanced dentistry area that we're going to go and have a look at in a second. But what sort of things are you mainly doing for dogs in that area?
Yeah, for my sins, I'm a recognised specialist in veterinary dentistry and one of only half a dozen in the whole of the UK and one of only 30 or 40 across the Europe. So the sort of exotic things that we do are root canal fillings, putting crowns on dogs' and cats' teeth, looking after facial trauma after road traffic accidents, root canal treatments for fractured teeth, and also looking after tumours.
We we have come to what you've just called the dental theatre.
You probably recognise the equipment looks very, very similar to that you'd see in a high-end dentist. Various hand pieces that are used for drilling, I'm afraid, and also for scaling and cleaning the teeth. Also in the dental theatre is one of our dental x-rays. Again, we're slightly unusual in that we actually have two dental x-rays in the practice and the little dental processors. And these give us very, very high quality images of cats and dogs' teeth and allow us to make proper assessment. Because, of course, 70% of a dog's tooth is actually inside the jawbone, and so you can't examine it. You do need x-rays to do the job properly. Dentistry is a very, very important part of veterinary practice and a very important part of preventive care. 80% of cats and dogs over the age of 3 need dental treatment.
That's a lot higher than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's frighteningly high. Despite our best efforts as a profession to try and educate owners, that is still the case. A dog and a cat's best friend is still a toothbrush, but very, very few of us, I'm afraid, are brushing our dogs and cats' teeth.
Now, for people who've got either dental concerns or they want to come and talk to you about anything, because it's not just teeth that you deal with, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you at the Vet Hospital?
Well, go have a look at our websites, either www.vethospital.com or our dental-related site, which is www.vetdentist.co.uk. Or they can give us a call on 01 423 561414. And yes, book an appointment. Come and see us.
Bob, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you again for visiting.
The Vet Hospital on Stray Living.